suspect, the federal courthouse in South Boston is a high-security area. Local, state, and federal law enforcement are all teaming up to protect the courthouse and the surrounding area throughout this trial. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Since jury selection began, the Boston Harbormaster's Office has patrolled the waters behind the courthouse. 2 months later, as the trial gets underway, it's the Guardian, a 60-foot patrol vessel that's on the Tsarnaev beat. The boat operates within a security zone set up by the Coast Guard, which goes out 100 yards off the dock. Any vessel entering the zone needs permission. Police Sergeant Joseph Cheevers is the city's harbor master. He says the threat of terrorism calls for precautions.
You just never know. For the most part, we do know most of the mariners. They're all professional mariners. They know the security zone's in place.
The security zone is in place as a precaution. The Coast Guard says no specific threat exists. On the land side, the Fort Point neighborhood bustles with construction workers, camera crews, and law enforcement of all stripes. The courthouse is encircled by Chevy Suburbans and agents of the Federal Protective Service. The U.S. Marshals Service is also on the beat. And Boston Police Special Operations teams lead bomb-sniffing dogs around the building. The walkway between the harbor and the courthouse is open to the public. Cheever says that means more work for law enforcement.
It offers some challenges for the officers working out here. You have to maintain your vigilance.
When the trial is over, the harbor master and his officers will remain on guard. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.